Thank you, Lord. Just a closer walk with thee.
Yes.
Grant it, Lord. Praise to Almighty God, who's
yes, Lord.
Certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Amen.
Recognize my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, Reverend McMillan, my beautiful wife, lovely, lovely church family. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for we need a word.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We need one. Amen.
Speak, Lord, for there's nothing I can do until you come. Speak, Lord, for your servant.
Yes.
Listen. Speak, Lord, for your servant. Submit. Speak,
yes,
Lord.
God.
As I give myself to you. Bring with me all that I have, Lord, which is nothing.
Jesus.
But expecting you to fill me, Lord. Fill me to overflowing, Lord God, that we may hear a word. Somebody is crying, Lord.
Yeah, God.
Somebody is waiting, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in this vessel. Do with me what you wish, Lord. Use me any way you see fit.
Yes, sir, God.
But speak a word. Oh, Lord, we open ourselves to you this morning.
Yes.
We come humble, Lord. Expecting a word from you.
Yes, God.
Have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way on this day.
God.
Have your way in this vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Holy Ghost take control.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Touched to, I guess, overwhelming this morning with the testimonies. Does something to me when you see God move.
Oh, yes.
Mysterious in his ways. This morning, or this afternoon, whichever, I haven't looked at my clock. But this day we will continue. I did a sermon 2 weeks ago, and it was, I said it had another part to it, at least one, and that's this part now. I think it may have another part in the future somewhere. In fact, I know it does, but I don't know when in the future. But 2 weeks ago, we started a series that was entitled Building a Home in Eternity. And this morning, we want to do a part two to that, still under the topic Building a Home in Eternity. But this morning, we will address the subject of making preparation for Home Inspection Day. Making preparation for Home Inspection Day. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And you had the first 9 verses read this morning, and I will be picking up with verse 10. First Corinthians chapter 3. And I'll be reading from King James Version. Reads thusly. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. Mm-hmm. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Mm. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
All right.
If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Mm-hmm. If any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss. Mm. But he himself shall be saved. Mm. Yet so as by fire. In other words, getting through by the skin of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that's all right. Mm-hmm. As long as I see Jesus. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago when I started this series, we talked on the subject of opportunity to send up some timber. Mm-hmm. In other words, what we were talking about is sending up some building material. Mm-hmm. You know, build a place in glory, you're going to have to send up some material. Mm-hmm. We talked, and just for those who may have not been here, just to kind of catch us up, that Jesus has paid for everything we need. It's, if you were doing this as if you were buying a property, and Jesus has cleaned up all your old debt. And
that's right.
All that sin baggage that you had, Jesus has wiped it clean. He has paid it all off. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Praise
paid
God.
It all. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but he's gone ahead of you and bought you a lot in eternity. He said, I've already bought the land for you. You don't even have to worry about purchasing the land. I've already bought the land for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
I like that.
Somebody say they like that. He already paid for the land. John 14:3 says that it's Jesus speaking. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, certainly I'm going to come back again and,
yes, and, receive.
And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And in 2 Corinthians 5:1 says that we know we have, if our earthly home with this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands.
All right now.
Eternal in the heavens. So
yes,
he's cleaned up our old debt and bought us a lot.
Yes.
In eternity. And, and we further established that he sent back a counselor.
Oh yes.
To make sure. Because you know sometimes we can have something laid out just right for us and we'll still mess it up. If we're not careful, we can mess it up. So he sent back a counselor to make sure you guide them and direct them in the way that they should go so they'll be sure to do it right.
They're going to need some help now.
That counselor said that he suggested that we pay as we go.
Pay as we go.
Don't wait. Don't try to wait until, I call it deathbed religion. Don't try to wait until you're on your sick bed and almost being taken away before you decide that you're going to give your life to the Lord. But pay as you go.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Older folk used to say, and I guess I'm one of those now, so every time you get an extra piece of change, is that what they
say? Oh yeah, that's old.
Yeah. You get an extra piece of change, put some up for rainy days.
Yes, thank you.
So, pay as you go, sending up building materials. Every day. We asked a question 2 weeks ago that, are you building a home in glory? And if you're building a home in glory, did you count the cost? What is it going to cost you to make sure that you complete this home in glory? Are you making the proper plans? Because Jesus has already done his part.
Yes.
When he died on that cross, he purchased the lot for our new home, but it's up to us to complete the project.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So today, we want to talk about making preparations for home inspection day.
All right.
Making preparations for home inspection day. In our scripture text, 1 Corinthians 3:13 says, every man's work shall be made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Every man's work shall manifest. That means it will be seen. It will be made known. In other words, everything you do will be brought to light. Whatever you do in the dark will be brought to the light. And you can fool some of the people some of the time. Some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool God any of the time. He knows who you are and what you are.
Yes.
It says, for the day will declare it.
It will declare it.
Because it shall be revealed by fire.
Yes, sir.
And the fire shall try every man's work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What sort it is. So if you had to move today,
come on now.
Come on now.
Would the chief building inspector, that would be God, would he find your place fit for habitation? You see, why we're here, it's our chance to make preparations for final inspection.
Uh-huh.
You see that Paul was writing this letter to the Corinthians, and Corinth was much like the world today. It said it was a bustling hub of commerce.
Yes.
RTP.
Mm-hmm.
Whole lot going on. It used to be the country, but now people from all over the world have come to this area. It's a whole lot going on in this area, a bustling hub of commerce. And as people start to come in with different values, and you start to come with a degraded culture. Heard somebody say what they see when they come to the South, and that used to be a true statement. But what you see when you come to the South, all you got to do is open your eyes and you can see everything
Come on,
right here. But degraded culture. And Corinthians had a, they were worshiping idol, idolatrous religion. See, idolatrous, let me tell you that word so you can have it for your notes. Idolatrous, it says worshiping idols or treating someone or something as an idol. Something or someone as an idol. Think they all of that and a bag of chips. And orange soda. This morning, I just want to share with you some steps, three steps, to a successful building project. Three steps to a successful building project. And I won't be before you long unless God says differently. The first step, when you're trying to build a home in glory, you need to make sure that you select the right builder.
Select the right builder.
And keep in mind that a lot of times when you want to get something done the right way, you might have to do it yourself.
Is that right?
That's right.
You might have to.
So in other words, the builder that we're going to select is going to be us. We're going to select ourselves as the proper builder for this home in glory. So what kind of builder are we? What kind of person do you need to be to get the job done right?
Yes.
See, Paul earlier in this letter, he has spoken to us about three categories of men. There is the natural man. You look at 1 Corinthians 2:14, who is patterned after Adam and rejects the things of the Spirit. Then there is the spiritual man, 1 Corinthians 2:15, who knows the things of God.
Yes.
And then there is the carnal man, who knows the things of God, yet in some significant ways is still characterized by the flesh. And I just want to talk about that for a minute, because that's the danger of this whole situation. As Paul speaks to this carnal man.
Yes.
And see, you've got to understand that the Corinthians, the people that Paul was speaking to, he said, you're all saved. I'm going to make that same assumption here. He said, you're all saved, but some of you are spiritual. And some of you are still carnal. I want to make sure you understand, because he said, see, the spiritual one knows the things of God, and he lets the Spirit of God control, but the carnal man just kind of lets the Spirit influence somewhat.
Come on now, that's all right.
When it's convenient.
Yes.
Let me read the scripture for you. First Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth
all things.
Yet he himself is judged of no man.
Yes.
For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him?
Yes.
But we have
yes.
the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Trying to become the right kind of builder.
Yes.
See, Paul calls to his readers' attention what he sees as a vast difference between the mindset of the natural man and the mind of believers who are controlled by the mind of Christ. He tries hard to make them see it and value the difference between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of the world. Paul goes on and he distinguishes sharply between the spiritual person and the carnal person. Listen to this a minute. 1 Corinthians 2, start with verse 6. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
Yes.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You see, if you get it right with the Lord, if you let the Spirit of God have its work in you.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. God, the Bible says that you ain't seen
nothing
yet. If you just let the Spirit of God control and stop trying to direct the Spirit and trying to make things fit my program and let God have his way, and then you ain't seen nothing yet.
Absolutely.
Be sure that you select, should I say become, the right kind of builder to complete this project. You need to be the right kind of builder. Which are you? Natural, spiritual, or common? Hallelujah. After you get the right builder, number two, you need to require a high standard for material and workmanship.
Require high standard.
Hallelujah. See, Paul's main point is to encourage building with quality materials. Materials that will meet with God's approval and receive eternal reward. These materials, you look at the materials that he's talking about, they represent sound doctrine.
Sound doctrine. Yeah.
Come on there.
Your activities and your motives and your character. In other words, is your doctrine right?
All right now.
Good question.
What do you believe? Who do you believe in?
Yes.
And then do you live right because of your doctrine? See, some of us know the Bible.
Yes, sir.
But we don't live like with the...
Come on.
So you got sound doctrine, but you need to have the right activities.
Right, yeah.
Do you do the right things?
Yes, sir.
Do you use what you got to do what you ought?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yes.
And then when you do it,
yes,
do you do it for the right reasons?
Oh, I know it's coming.
Yes.
I know it's coming.
Yes.
Do you have the right motives when you do what you do?
Come on, man.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Hallelujah. And then you have to verify your character.
All right. Yes.
Huh.
Mm.
I do what I do because I am who I am.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Talk.
I do what I do because I am whose I am. So what you see is what you get.
Yes. Yes.
Who are you?
Verify you.
If somebody see you in here, do they see the same person out there?
That's a real talk right there.
When you get your shout on in here.
Yes, sir.
Leave that alone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, man.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, what Paul was doing, he contrasts three qualities. Three of them are of such nature as to bring reward from Christ. And with three whose nature is such that they will diminish the degree of one's reward. Hallelujah. You see, what Paul suggested, he said if you take these materials, proper materials, and if you're guided by the Holy Spirit and how you use what you got, in other words, in the power of the Holy Spirit, if you use that sound doctrine, if you let the Holy Spirit guide your activities, if you let the Holy Spirit control your motives, if you let the Holy Spirit make you who you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Use the right material to require a high standard of workmanship when you give them the right material.
Yes, sir.
So we look at 1 Corinthians 3:12. It tells us about this material. It says, now if any man build upon this foundation, and this foundation is Jesus. If you build upon this foundation with gold and silver or precious stones, if you use the right material, as opposed to wood and hay and stubble, if you build with the right materials,
yes,
hallelujah. See, if we could realize that we all have to give an account before the judgment seat. When we finish this work of building, you know, when you build a house, if I start with brick and then I put hay on top of that brick, and might have a mess. It might look good from the outside. If I cover it up the right way, it might look good from the outside, but when a storm comes along, and who happened to know that a storm will come, because if you're not in a storm, come right now. It's one on the way. And if it's not one on the way, you just coming out of one.
Yes.
But storms will come.
Storms will come.
Come on now.
Gotta have the right material.
Right material.
The right workmanship. See, 1 Corinthians 3:13, every man's work will be made manifest. For the day shall declare it.
Mm-hmm.
Skip down to 14, says, and if any man's work abide which he have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't know about you, but I want a crown when I when I see Jesus, I want him to have something for me. I don't want to just see him. I don't want to just slide in. I want a reward when I see him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But if any man's work shall be burned. Wood, hay, and stubble. It'll burn.
Quickly.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire.
By fire.
I don't want to be one to just get in before the door closes and say, thank you, Lord, I made it. Just by the skin of my teeth.
Scary thing.
Hallelujah. Make sure.
Yes. Make sure.
You are the right builder.
Yes.
And that you got the right material.
Yes.
And that you've got a high standard on your workmanship.
Yeah.
I want people to see what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And then the third and final step that you need to take for to complete a building project. Be sure you pre-inspect.
You pre-inspect.
Before God re-inspects.
All right.
Pre-inspect before God re-inspects.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If any of you bought a house or been with anybody buying one, you always get an inspector to check it out before you move in. And if you look at the list, or you go on the internet and just look up home inspection and see what the first two things they will look at. They're going to look at your foundation.
Foundation. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
That right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They better look at it.
And then the next thing they're gonna tell you to do is to make sure your lot is right, that it runs the right way. 1 Corinthians 3:10 says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. And another buildeth their own, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
That's right. That's right.
For other foundation can no man lay that is laid.
One foundation.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
So when you check your foundation, if it's built on anything but Jesus, anything else, you've got a problem. So make sure that your foundation is solid.
Solid foundation.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Then check your lot.
Check your lot.
And make sure, is it solid rock or is it sand?
Solid rock or sand.
Matthew says it like this, the 7th chapter of Matthew. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I would liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Somebody, when you're going through something, through the storm, and you can feel the storm beating on you, and if you're not strong and built on the right foundation with the right materials, then you might fall.
We don't need it falling.
But scripture says, and it failed not. For it was founded upon a rock. Built with the right stuff. Matthew goes on, he said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. He said, don't even matter if you got the right materials and build it the right way. If you build it on sand,
be in trouble.
And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Hallelujah. Get the right builder. Make sure that you are the right builder. And then make sure that you require the right materials and a high standard of workmanship.
High standard.
And then be sure to pre-inspect before God re-inspects.
It's all right.
My hope is built
on nothing less
than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When you're going through something, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Hallelujah.
When darkness veils his lovely face, and he will. I rest on his unchanging grace in every high and stormy gale. My anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Hallelujah.
All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, and blood support me in the whelming flood. When every earthly prop gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, may I then in him be found, clothed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. No matter what this life holds for me, no matter what tomorrow may hold, as long as I hold on to God's unchanging hand, if I just stay firm on the solid rock.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All other ground is sinking sand. Don't try to figure out by yourself that why did this have to happen and how am I going to deal with this? Just hold firm to God's unchanging hand. He'll carry you through.
Yes, he will.
He'll carry you through.
Yes, he will.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When it looks like you can't make it, you don't see how.
Yes, sir.
You're going through something, whether it's financial or sin. You don't know what you might be going through. But hold on.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hold on now. Thank you.
God knows. He's a wise master builder.
Yes, sir.
He said, when the storms come, your house is built on the solid rock. You can withstand the wind.
Yes, sir.
Make sure that you've made preparations.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, God.
For the final
inspection. Yes.